This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special shout-out goes to the military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and our charter bus drivers in general out there hauling the people up and down the highways, thanks for what you do keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for all sorts of stuff that we have over there. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us on the weekend edition. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, Kyle, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Right?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Now, I've got a number of different directions I could go right off the bat, but I guess I'll go with the story that's at the top of the heap here, and that would be the autopsy results on Jeffrey Epstein were released and made official that the death was declared death by suicide by hanging. Your thoughts?
Well, it's very, very interesting. Of course, a very fast turnaround for the forensic or for the medical examiner's investigation in this. And certainly because of the high-profile nature of the case, the conspiracy theories that have been swimming around ever since we got the news that Epstein was found dead or unresponsive in his cell and then later declared dead, of course. Chief Medical Officer Barbara Sampson, has issued this statement. And basically wanting to say that you've got to look at everything in total, and it's difficult to take one particular aspect or fact out of context and look at that only, basically. But this is going to be very interesting because I don't know that it's going to quell the different theories.
Not at all.
Yeah, simply because of the fact that we have so many of these things that went wrong or are mysterious or, you know, or just don't jive with professional management of the facility. So this is going to go on for quite some time.
There have been mistakes made in jails before and prisons before. But the series of mistakes that was made over a 72-hour period in this jail in New York City just are mind-boggling.
Yes, exactly. And from the cameras not showing what we think they probably should show to the falsifying of the logs by the guards themselves, because now again the everything just descended onto Manhattan to try to figure out what had happened to Epstein. All those things, the transfer of the person, the cellmate out of the cell, and all these different things just go together for a recipe for conspiracy theories to come for a long time.
And to the accidental release of a hardcore criminal who never should have been released. He was in there serving a sentence and also on a other charge that he was going to be in for. His record, of course, was just linked with all kinds of assaults.
Well, exactly.
Which really makes you wonder.
Well, right, and then you have some of the information that we do have now is the breaking of the bone in the neck and so forth.
Bones, that typically
are broken during strangulation and not simply the hanging or however it would have been formed to hang himself with a bed sheet, from what we are told.
Yeah. Now I am talking to Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Little old Ms. Tlaib and Ms. Omar were headed to Israel, right?
That was the plan, yeah.
And the big old bad bear known as the Knesset said they couldn't come. Not Benjamin Netanyahu, not President Trump, not anybody other than the Knesset, who had passed a law about people that were anti-Israel that were planning on being a part of protests or coming over with some sort of authentication from a protest group, which, by the way, the group that was bringing them to Israel was a anti-Israeli group with a terrorist designation.
Well, right. And of course, all of the rhetoric from Tlaib and Omar, especially regarding Israel, is number one incendiary to begin with. People can be critical of policies and so forth, but hey, you know, Israel's our biggest ally in the Middle East. These are representatives in Congress. They're not just private citizens. And so what they say matters. You know, we hear that a lot with President Trump. What the president says matters greatly. Well, what representatives say matters greatly. And especially when it comes to try to get people to divest themselves and don't invest in Israel or boycott Israel, all these kinds of things. It all adds up.
Yes, it does. And again, Ms. Tlaib was barking up the wrong tree. They were going to let her come there and visit her grandmother, but she could only go to that section. She couldn't go wandering anywhere else. And she complained about that and said that she wasn't going to do that because her rights were being violated for her to travel freely in Israel. Let me tell you something. She's not a resident of Israel, right?
Right.
She's being invited to come there by a radical group, right?
Right.
Not the Israeli government, right?
Right.
So tell me what right she had.
Well, they have every right to monitor whom they want to come into their country.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, professor of politics. And one more little comment about Ms. Tlaib. She's in trouble at home because of something she did. Wait till we tell you what she did, and it could land her in a caboose.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, the announcer guy there, and our little liner coming back into the program. This portion of the program, by the way, is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington, where they're based out of. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, I've got an idea that might help you get rid of it, because it worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you. Now, I've got arthritis because of a lot of the injuries that I suffered, not only in the military with fractures and whatnot and broken bones, but also because of the fire service, because I re-injured myself in a couple of cases. As a matter of fact, I wound up breaking my back for the second time when I was in the fire service, had to have my spine fused, and I almost lost my right foot at the ankle at the World Trade Center and had to have a replacement ankle put in to save my foot. But all that being said, it worked for me. Folks, simple story, worked for me. I was taking prescription medication for about 10 years because of the pain I was under and the swelling that I was getting in my foot's feet because of the right foot problem that I had and all that, and I finally got rid of it. So for $19.95 plus shipping, you can get the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor and see if it will work for you. Now, it worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com is the website. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Take it, follow the instructions, and you'll know at the end of the 3 weeks whether or not it's for you or not. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Rashida Tlaib, the gift that keeps on giving. She couldn't get into Israel, and then she would be able to get into Israel, but she had to go visit her grandma and just stay put there, right?
That's right, yeah.
So she comes back to the United States, and she does something in violation of a court order, which could land her in a calaboose. Now, she blocked Steven Crowder on Twitter. You know who Steven Crowder is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Louder with Crowder.
Yep. And he was, you know, going back and forth tweeting her, and I guess he was kind of annoying her and this, that, and the other. So she just went in there and blocked him. Now, there is a court order that says an elected public official like her and others cannot block a private citizen from saying whatever they want to say. Freedom of speech.
That's exactly right. In fact, this came out in about September of 2018. There was a judge who made the ruling, and then it got tested in the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, and they ruled unanimously.
Yeah.
Now, this was originally about Donald Trump blocking people, but they said essentially that this is part and parcel of free speech and public criticism and this kind of thing, and that's right. So by blocking Crowder, she is in violation of what the courts have already found and upheld.
Now, there's something else here, because there was a little MSNBC panel held with the host of the show, Andrea Mitchell, and she had the NBC White House correspondent, Kirsten Walker, on, as well as a senior political analyst, Ashley Parker. And here is what they had to say about Tlaib and the president and Omar.
Joining me now, NBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker, MSNBC senior political analyst Ashley Parker, White House reporter at the Washington Post, and Reuters White House correspondent Jeff Mason. Welcome all.
I'm good.
Kristen,
how are you?
First of all, Kristen, let's talk about this unprecedented step by a president of the United States to pressure a foreign ally to deny two members of Congress an official visit, and Netanyahu then caving in. To considerable criticism as well back home.
It is unprecedented, Andrea, and it's a remarkable political strategy. Effectively, you have an American president siding with a foreign government, essentially to try to punish his opponents here at home and to escalate this ongoing feud that he has with the so-called squad. And so we're seeing that play out. We've reached out to the White House to see if they have any immediate reaction to this news that Israel has offered for Rashida Tlaib to visit and that she has rejected that offer.
Now, let me stop it right there for 1 second, Kyle, because how did the president encourage Israel to not allow the congressional representatives Omar and Tlaib in, and how did he pressure Benjamin Netanyahu when they have a law on the books that was passed by the Knesset when it came to people who were coming there to disrupt and go against the government with anti-government protest, of which this group that was bringing her in, this radical political group, which is recognized in Israel as a terrorist group, was bringing them in for the specific reason to hold a protest in Palestine.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, you could, of course, it's being phrased as these members of Congress, and that's true. They are members of Congress. But at the same time, the Israelis still have the ability to regulate what they see also as a potential security problem. And as we mentioned before earlier in the week, Captain, that it's my understanding that Tlaib and Omar were not going to be coordinating too closely with the Israeli government about their visit and where they would be and what they would really be doing. And so that does present a logistical security issue for the Israeli government, because they're not going there to have a nice, you know, tea and sandwiches or something. They're there
tea and crumpets,
tea and crumpets and just but it sounds more like they want to have some kind of incendiary flashpoint happen, because of course Tlaib is all about somehow Israel is oppressive, it has racist policies, and this is one of the reasons she wouldn't go visit her grandmother, even though she was given a humanitarian visa, basically, to go do that, because that would mean she's then bowing down to their so-called oppressive and racist policies. And so you've got some pretty radical ideas, and they see it coming.
Well, here's the problem with all of this, and it's the little one called AOC, and here's her little two cents worth on the subject.
Trump becomes president, and there's this debate about, you know, are Trump voters racist? And clearly, you see the rallies, you see some of the stuff online, and there's racism there. And then I wonder, like, I don't necessarily want to vilify people who vote for Trump, but at the same time, you also need to call racism out. And I don't know how, even beyond Trump, I don't know how we ever sort of piece this back together, or where are the spaces for these conversations? It's not Twitter.
No, it's certainly not. Yeah. Well, first of all, I think the biggest mistake that we have, and it's a trap that gets set by the right, whether intentionally or unintentionally, is just the frame of asking, is blank racist? That is something that we have to pull ourselves out of. It's not about asking whether Trump voters are racist. We need to talk about...
Okay, here's what's going on here, and that was enough for her. We don't need to hear any more. Saul Alinsky's rule number 7 is, quote, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. This is exactly what we're seeing the Democrats do right now.
Well, right, exactly right. And so they realize that they, you know, they have to sort of change their tactic now, because otherwise it does drag on too long. And then the very next rule, rule number 8, is keep the pressure on. So they have to find ways to, in other words, after the Mueller report came out, and I'll just say this briefly, after the Mueller report came out, one would think that, okay, well, the president's not a Russian agent, you know, the people in the media.
There's no collusion there.
There's no collusion and this kind of stuff. So are we going to now go back to, I don't know, bipartisan governance and try to get things done for the American people? Well, of course not. We're going to turn up the volume now on the president's a racist, and along with that, and that's really not sticking at all. And then, so the next thing will be, well, the president is, he's going insane. He's crazy, you know, this kind of thing. So that's all about keeping the pressure on. Exactly.
Well, we also know that part of this is what 4 Democratic blue states have done, along with the District of Columbia, also controlled by the Democrats, in suing the president over his immigration plan, which they say is racist.
Well, right. Well, but
that's
again,
another part of this.
Well, exactly. But again, the idea of it's so unfortunate, because there is discrimination that happens even in our society, of course, and we've seen it, and we have decried it, we have spoken out against it, but the term racism now is being used so much.
Our immigration laws, Kyle, have nothing to do with racism and everything to do with coming into this country legally. Now hold that thought, because when we come back, Kyle and I are going to talk about this, and we're going to add 2 more players into the mix that are also stirring the pot. One of them used to be on the president's team and tried so very hard to get there, and now he's on the opposite side of the fence. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
A federal appeals court cleared the way for the United States government to forbid Central American immigrants from seeking asylum at the two busiest stretches of the southern border, a partial legal victory for the Trump administration. The ruling from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals allows President Donald Trump to enforce the policy in New Mexico and Texas, rejecting asylum seekers who cross the border from Mexico in either state. Under the ruling, U.S. District Court John Tiger's July 24th order stopping the policy would apply only in California and Arizona, which are covered by the Ninth Circuit Court. The two busiest areas for unauthorized border crossings are South Texas's Rio Grande Valley and the region around El Paso, Texas, which includes New Mexico. Nearly 50,000 people crossed in July without permission in those two regions, according to the U.S. Border Patrol. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving money for more than 75 years to many, many people out there, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, I am a client of Geico, and they've saved me a lot of money on my insurance policy. I've got a safe driving record because of when I was a driver, never had any accidents, and I have over 2 million miles that way, commercially on the highway over the years, along with what I get, so I get a pretty good discount. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything and anything you own. All you have to do to find out where they're located is go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Put in your zip code. You'll find out where the agent is closest to you. And you'll also find out that they offer coverage for everything that you own, probably what you're driving right now, your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even a snowmobile. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the Geico Insurance Agency office nearest you. So, again, the website for them, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren's back with us. Now, Kyle, during the break, you were talking about one last little thing you remembered and wanted to mention about the Tlaib situation.
Well, yeah, there's so many people up in arms. Well, you know, Israel doesn't want the Tlaib and Omar to come over and so forth, but aren't a lot of these the same people who think it's okay to eject people out of restaurants or keep them out of your business or run them off, you know, somehow if they have a MAGA hat on or if they say anything about Trump or if you know that they're, you know, politically with Trump. You know, we've seen a lot of that, and so I'd like for some of these people maybe to say, well, maybe we might have been wrong about that, you know, or something, but I don't expect it.
You'll never hear a word out of them about that. Not a word.
That's right.
Now, Anthony Scaramucci was in the Trump administration at one time for, I believe, 11 days, correct?
11 days, yes.
He was a big cheerleader for the president and was trying to be relevant in some way on making a lot of television appearances and whatnot. I remember him as being just about a regular on Fox all the time, right?
Oh, yes.
Now where do you find him?
Well, you find him on networks like CNN, for one.
MSNBC.
MSNBC, that's right.
CBS.
Mm-hmm.
ABC.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And NBC. You find him over there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the reason for that is because he's become a never-Trumper. And he's become that because he realizes he can be very popular, be on television a lot, and maybe work the other side of the aisle for some dollars. Because he got suspended by Twitter, and he came out yesterday and said Twitter suspended him because he made fun of Donald Trump's weight.
Well, he's been saying a lot of stuff that would go even far beyond that, talking about how he's declining, you know, he's kind of off the rails. I mean, just describing somebody in a way that, you know, essentially.
And the big one, yesterday was that he would not be the nominee of the Republican Party. He would be pulling out of the race March of 2020.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. By March of next year. Mm-hmm. He predicts he's not going to be on the ballot. That somehow mm-hmm. the Republicans, and he said this on CNN, you know, the Republicans are going to get mm-hmm. together. They're going to remove him off the ticket and tell him, hey, this is crazy. We got to do something different.
Now, who else is saying that same thing that's a political correspondent?
So I think Bill Kristol, I believe.
Bill Kristol was a never-Trumper, correct?
Oh, yes.
Bill Kristol was taken off Fox, correct?
Right.
Bill Kristol wound up going to CNN, correct?
I think so, yes.
And once in a while he's on MSNBC, correct?
Right.
Okay, and I've even seen him on ABC, but he has nothing good to say about the president. And apparently Anthony Scaramucci and Bill Kristol have teamed up together to become one voice with the same message. And again, this goes back to Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. This is tactic number 7, a tactic that drags on too long, becomes a drag. And tactic number 8, keep the pressure on.
Well, right, and this is why it's always morphing. You know, there's not going to be a time when suddenly, okay, well, we're going to have the election now and we're going to talk about these different ideas and the people will decide. Well, that's not what they're in it for. They need to keep the pressure on, whether it's going to be, and then throw something out there like by 2020, March of 2020, the president will be off the ticket because he's slowly going insane if he hasn't reached there already, that kind of thing. So it's just the next thing in line. Because they know, for one thing, especially the far left, and this is one of the reasons I believe some of the media just have Scaramucci on and then they let him talk. They let him talk about the idea that, don't worry, we're going to get the Republicans back to where they need to be. I'm still a Republican. I don't know if I can vote Democrat yet, but because we got to get our party in order. All that is, to me, sounds like a smokescreen for what he's really talking about, because he knows, Captain, and also the Republicans know, you don't change horses in midstream. That's an instant win for the Democrats, no matter what.
Well, that's all true, and we know it, you know it, I know it, they know it, and maybe this is one of their goals, but again, it's not going to happen.
I don't think so. I think that you know, just the very idea that somehow, mm-hmm. as Scaramucci was saying, there's a Republican out there who can take up this mm-hmm. mantle, that's not true at this moment.
Now, there is a new development that has surfaced in the wake of the shooting of the police officers in Philadelphia. First, I'm going to play what the mayor had to say at a recent news conference, and then we'll tell you what the new development is.
But our officers need help. They need help. They need help with gun control. They need help with keeping these weapons out of these people's hands. And then I told you earlier, the two little boys that were, the officer had his head grazed just a little bit more, and those two little boys were brought up without their dad. Because this government, both on the federal and state level, don't want to do anything about getting these guns off the streets and getting them out of the hands of criminals.
Now, here's the problem. Yesterday, we found out that the shooter, who is in custody, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was a devout Islamic convert while in jail and belonged to a radical mosque, a well-known radical mosque in Philadelphia.
Yeah, this is explosive. And we're not seeing this, you know.
You haven't seen it in the paper. You have not seen it anywhere.
That's exactly right.
I may be the first one talking about, for all I know.
Exactly. And the level of violence that was displayed with this hours-long shootout and the indiscriminate shooting by this person. You know, this person didn't go to Walmart and buy a gun or
nope.
to a sporting goods store. You know, these are hardcore criminals. And in fact, the authorities were going there on a narcotics warrant, as I understand. They're trying to enforce the law, get these kinds of people off the street. And so I would simply tell the mayor, it's not about necessarily getting the yep. guns off the street. It's getting them out of the hands of criminals.
Yep. Now, I've got one final little comment here to make about Rashida Tlaib, and I just found what David Axelrod had to say about the situation. You ready?
Yes.
David Axelrod is, quote, confused, end of quote, about why Rashida Tlaib wanted to go to Israel in the first place.
Very interesting.
Well, we know why. She was invited by a radical,
well, right.
anti-Israeli political group, which happens to be on the terrorist watch list in Israel because they have plotted violent anti-government protests before, and they were the ones that were inviting Tlaib and Omar.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, so that clears up the confusion, I hope, for Axelrod.
Yeah.
Never think.
let's hope so. But here's the deal. We get it. We understand it. We know it. And you're darn right. We're going to tell you about it right here. So tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will be talking to you again Monday morning bright and early at 0200 hours.
Sounds good, sir.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate the job that he does, and we appreciate the fact that you'll always hear him here on the weekend show as well as during the week. And, by the way, next week we are going to bring Wayne Allen Root on again. I'm going to try for Wednesday night into Thursday and see if he can do that. A lot of things are transpiring in the world in which we live in, and you need to be brought up to date on the rules for deplorables, Saul Alinsky's rules for deplorables. Rules for Radicals, rather, that we're calling Rules for Deplorables right now because of the book that's out there, Rules for Deplorables by Kathy Chamberlain. Now, she's got a group that you can join on Facebook, Rules for Deplorables. Go over there, become a member of it, and you'll see all the different things that are going on over there, plus the personal appearances now that she's making, speaking, taking her charge, if you will, to different groups around the state of Florida. Now, we will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some interesting news for you out there on some of the roads. And by the way, Florida, we've got a lot of flood watches and warnings right now because of all the rain that we've had. And you got to be careful if you're going into low-lying areas and you know the areas. Be careful. Might be some water that you hadn't planned on there. All right, we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And I'll be back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm
zombies found us. What a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
All right, Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking. That's our Truckers Highway and Byway song for this hour. And I will tell you that this part of the broadcast is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They are a lot better than they used to be. And we'll get into all of that in a little bit. Now, let's talk about the weather over the weekend out there for the truckers going cross country and whatnot. We have got severe storms in the plains, and that will continue through Monday morning. Heavy rain is potential now for forecast for the southeast, and that is going to stick in this situation for the weekend. Also, an approaching cold front will interact with lingering moisture in the plains. It will produce severe storms and damaging winds and a localized heavy rain in a lot of areas across the I-70 and I-40 corridor. So be aware of that. Now, there is a tropical wave. Again, you've been hearing me telling you about this. A tropical wave down off the coast of Florida, which has been working its way across, and that's why a lot of this rain has been doing what it's been doing in Florida in particular. But a tropical wave will interact with a stationary front in the southeast to produce heavy rain and widespread potential for flooding from Florida to the coastal areas of the southeastern part of the U.S. all the way up into the Carolinas. Now, the heat will continue across much of the south, too. But out there in the desert southwest, Arizona, California, you are going to have a scorcher of a weekend. So here we go. Let's start with Florida, my home state. We will have rain and lots of it, flash flood watches and warnings for the entire Gulf Coast of Florida from all the way up into Big Bend and up towards Tallahassee on down to Fort Myers, Florida tonight and inland. There's all kinds of flood watches and warnings there, and there's rain showers scattered around the area and more rain coming over the weekend. Now, let's go up to Georgia. You have got rain that will be coming from the west to the east, and you right now in the Atlanta area have got a stagnant air advisory for air quality levels, not very good. So people that have breathing problems, they're advising them not to go out unless they have to. You also have that in the central part of North Carolina towards the Piedmont Plateau, western part of not Greensboro, but Winston-Salem, south down to the racetrack in on the South Carolina-North Carolina line. So there you go. Now, coming across the central part of Alabama around Birmingham, you've got a poor air quality alert there, too. You've got scattered showers in parts of Louisiana and parts of Texas. You have got right now in Missouri, the northern part of Missouri, across I-70. You've got rain pretty much from one end to the other. You've got some small streams that are flooding, so you've got some flash flood watches and warnings there. Southern part of Iowa, you've got rain there. The northeastern part of Kansas, around Kansas City, that rain is moving to the east. But again, you've got some areas there where you have a flash flood watch. You've also got some severe weather west in Oklahoma along I-40 about El Reno right now, and it's been moving east. Not only are there some severe thunderstorms in that mix, but also there's flash flood watches there, too. Now, right now, We've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning area, which is in the part, eastern part of Colorado, over into Goodland, Kansas, along I-70, south from Goodland, about 40 or 50 miles, and it is moving to the east. And that has got a line of thunderstorms with the capability to possibly create some damage with the straight line winds and the hail and the heavy rain that's in there. We'll just keep yourself advised of that. Now, Central Texas, west of Dallas. Dallas tonight, you've got a poor air advisory there. But west of Dallas and over into San Antonio, western part of San Antonio, you're going to have high heat advisories today. The heat indexes will be between 100 to 105 degrees there. Out into New Mexico, southeastern corner, around Roswell, you've got a high heat index there today. You've also got very unsettled weather conditions across most of New Mexico for thunderstorms to develop during the course of the day, so keep that in mind. And going up into Colorado, you have the eastern part of the state of Colorado, where there is a poor air advisory all the way from the Wyoming line down to, halfway south through Colorado, going east of I-25. Now, west of I-25, you've got a red flag advisory for the mountainous areas all the way down into the Utah border, and then that increases over into Utah, the eastern part of Utah, where you've got the red flag advisory, which is for very dry conditions, conducive to wildfires or forest fires. Up in Wyoming, the western part of Wyoming, from Laramie West, you have a red flag warning there. Sheridan, Wyoming, you have a red flag warning there. And some unsettled weather conditions around Laramie tonight for the possibility of some dry lightning and or thunderstorms moving to the east out of there. Idaho, you've got some dry red flag warnings there in the eastern part of Idaho, eastern, southeastern part. Now, Arizona, from Phoenix west along I-8 and along I-10 and up I-17 to about the 3,000-foot level, you've got extreme high heat index numbers. Temperatures there, actual temperatures will be between 100 and 110 degrees on the desert floor, but the heat index will go as high as 120 degrees across many of those areas. Now, that will include California coming out across the desert from Yuma into California, the low desert. Also, you will find it up on I-40 going towards Barstow. Not quite as bad, but the temperatures will feel like they're well into the 100s there. It'll be much hotter, of course, down to the south, down along the Mexican border. And then you still got that stretch up there from Sacramento south to about Fresno, where you've got the high heat advisories there. And it's been that way all week long, and it's still that way right now. So, that encompasses your weather for the truckers, the Highway and Byway Report. Be careful out there this weekend. We don't want to be reading about you or hearing about you. And we certainly hope that you will be able to stick with us on Monday when we tell you more about what's going on here in the grand scheme of things. But your pilot in Flying J, by the way, bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore when you go pull into a pilot and you're liable to find an Arby's or a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. And, of course, if you're in the big travel plazas that Pilot now has, you could also wind up in that or a Flying J with a Denny's sit-down or a Huddle House, or maybe they might have a Moe's Southwest Grill. And you've also got the new version of the Dunkin' Donuts, which is showing up in some of these truck stops right now, along with whatever former restaurant they got there. But the Dunkin' Donuts establishments now, they actually have a food menu. And you can get sandwiches in there. You can get breakfast sandwiches, lunch sandwiches. You can get a lot of different things there. So there you go. All right. Going to the top of the hour break. News is coming in. We'll be back with hour number two. Your phone calls are welcome at 877-969-8600. And I'm just going to go with the flow there. Got a lot of audio from this week, things that have transpired, some stuff you heard and some stuff you haven't. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.